Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Howie Roseman just out of the draft room here at the NovaCare Complex. Eagles making the move at the end of round one. Please explain the move and why it benefits the Eagles.
Well, one, the opportunity to get another second-round pick is big for us. Looking forward to next year's draft, having that extra two. We think we're going to get a couple of comp picks. We already got a seventh, so really kind of loading up in that area. And at the same token, having the flexibility to come back tomorrow, move back a little bit in the draft, pick up a good player. We have this cluster of guys that we think are going to still be there and have an opportunity to take. So we're excited about it. Good trade for the Ravens. And at the same token, it was a good move for us, we felt.
When did the deal come together, Howie?
Well, those things, as you're going through the draft, you're getting a lot of calls. And as players go, some teams bail out and say, hey, our guy just went. We have a great relationship with the Baltimore Ravens. You know, Ozzie Newsome, when you're dealing with him, it's like you're dealing with NFL royalty. So it came together quick. We were obviously aware of who we thought they were going after. And congratulations to them. And we're excited about our opportunity as well.
From 32 to 52, Eagles fans wondering the difference in the caliber of player that will be on the board.
Well, we have some flexibility. You know, we're not going to just sit on our hands if we see something that we like. And we had some players that we were considering at 32. We think there's a chance that maybe we aren't still in position tomorrow to get them. But we'll see. But we know that getting a second-round pick next year is really big for us as we build this team and continue to try to compete for championships.
What were the phone lines like?
You know, they got busy, and I think that at the end of the first round, teams had their eyes on a couple of players, so a couple teams dropped out as players went at the end of the first round, but the action was good, and I think for us, we're excited to be able to do this and really, you know, continue to be involved tomorrow and have a good pick, and at the same token, again, you know, really loading up for the 2019 draft and getting our eye on the future as well.
Howie, were you at all close to moving up in the first round?
Well, you know, Dave, it's hard to sit on your hands, you know me, you know.
Working the lines, weren't you?
But I think for us, we had to be patient. We have to be patient in this draft. This is not a draft that we're operating under a position of power, but in our draft room, you know, we have a couple guys up, Sidney Jones, Carson Wentz, Ronald Darby, Jay Ajayi, Michael Bennett. Makes us feel better about this draft.
Yeah. So really the way you attacked in free agency really helped you set the table and feel you didn't need to go after anything in a reaching kind of environment.
No, again, it's hard to get second-round picks. It's hard to trade for second-round picks. So we felt like the value was good. You know, when we looked at this draft and saw the strengths of this draft, we thought that there were some areas we could attack, even if we got out of the first round. And so that we'll start that tomorrow.
Howie, last one, what do you do now? What happens between now and 7 o'clock on Friday?
Well, we keep studying our board and looking over different scenarios about moving up, moving back. Fans wouldn't like that, right?
Again? I think they like pretty much everything right now. But
again, we'll see what's in the best interest of our football team, you know. And we got a good team. We got a good team, and we're going to continue to look for opportunities to get better. But we also want to have a good team now, next year, the year after, the year after, and the year after. So we got to balance those things.
Howie, thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy. Namaste.
See you tomorrow. Namaste.